from the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we're on the Forum for the Fans, Bleed Blue Show, Big Blue Roundtable, Linebackers episode, talking sports with the stakeholders. Chris, Steve, everybody is going to come down the pike, and we're going to talk some sports. Chris, what's up, man? How's everything, man?
This is the Lawrence Taylor episode.
It was a throwback episode.
This is the Harry Carson, Carl Banks episode, man. This is Sam Huff, Robert Stelly. I mean, time-honored position for this team. This is what it's supposed to be. Now, I don't know if we're going to have the same caliber. We're going to review the same caliber of players, but, you know. The point is, traditionally, this is where it all begins with the New York Football Giants, man. So we have to make it interesting with our insight tonight, and we got some really good players here to offer it as well. So what's up, Steve? What's happening, man? Yeah,
nothing much, man. I want to get right into it. Before we do all that, we had a great week of episodes, as you already know, starting on Monday with the baseball. That was fantastic dialogue we had with the Yankees. All right, just let you know. I want you to just give your take. Let the audience know who have not heard it. You know, how you thought about the dialogue before we move on to the other episodes, and we'll bring.
Well, it was great. It was great because this is a nice kickoff to one of a time honored franchise in this area. You know, somebody that we cover and love dearly, the Pinstripers, man, the New York Baseball Giants, and we were just talking about everything on a spring training episode. It was about the positions, of course. You know, I hammered myself on the bullpen, but you know what kind of caliber of players that we have, what we expect out of these guys. There are some guys that had down years. I'm not going to say any names like Gary Sanchez or Greg Bird or nothing like that. And then we talked about the possible acquisitions that we can possibly acquire. You know, like Zach Britton, we already, you know, he's on the team already, but. You know, we touched on Manny Machado. I'm glad we dodged that bullet. Let's see. It was the overall great episode that have a very good insight on how this whole entire baseball season is going to, you know, unfold. Not just the Yankees, and that's what made it so great, man. I mean, we had some guys that are well informed about the National League as well as the American League, and those are the people that you want because they can bring something else to the table other than ordinary. So it was really, really great. And I advise anybody to check out that archive, man, as soon as they can. That's the spring training episode for the New York Yankees. And that was on Monday. And it was
right.
Great. So
the other episodes we did, great episode Tuesday after the win over the Hurricanes for the Rangers. Great dialogue with Ranger Proud. Brian from BlueShirtsNation.com, both guys on Elite Sports New York. Good dialogue, man, talking the hockey club and the trades that are or aren't going to happen. I know the Rangers are in progress right now. And, of course, the Knicks, we've talked, you know, all-star stuff. Well, a little bit of all-star stuff. Shout-outs to Mrs. Knicks on that episode. Anna joined us, Dom, and, of course, Chandler. Great dialogue talking NBA, man. I mean, just the pieces. And then, matter of fact, it was almost an unofficial – live looking of the Duke North Carolina game, because as that game was airing, that's when we had that episode. We were just kind of talking about what happened with Duke, and I know you have your heavy opinions on Duke and North Carolina, and I know, Chris, you've been, you know, chopping at the bit as far as our episode, our annual Dr. Brackets episode coming up in about 3 weeks
for the NCAA. Oh, man, you know I'm going to be all over that.
I've been doing my homework.
That's my thing. Hey, man, what did you think about that split sneaker last night, man?
I don't get that. That is crazy. Nike, that's embarrassment for Nike. I know their stock kind of plummeted today.
It did. And it just looked bad, man. But, hey, I'm glad my North Carolina team that I told you earlier were going to, you know, step to the plate a little bit. I think they would have won that game without him. I mean, with them in there, man. They just were bumped. I just think that's just me. That's another show.
Right.
But hey, let's holler, cool.
Let's do this. Let's get the stakeholders on. At Everything NYG. Now, linebackers episode, I'm looking forward to everybody's perspective. The offensive line, defensive line episode has been spectacular. This should be really interesting tonight. And, of course, I remind you guys, April 11th is the first installment of the stakeholder draft episode. So you may want to look at that about 2 months from now, a little under 2 months from now. Stakeholder draft, get your draft boards ready 2 months from now. At Everything NYG is on the check-in. What's going on, man?
What's up, homie?
Yo. What's up?
Long time.
What's going on?
No cap, man. It's been forever, man. What's up? Hey, I just talked to you. Hey, that was cool doing that little pre thing, man.
Right.
My friends hit me up. They were in it. They were like, that was dope. You got to do that some more. So, should do that
let
some more.
Let him know.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll let everybody know who doesn't know. Right before this episode, I was on Instagram Live with At Everything NYG. It was really more going to ask him about the linebackers, but it really turned into everything. No, you got to go back and check out the feed on his feed or my feed or the Blue Show feed. We got into everything, state of the organization. I mean, it went from linebackers to the state of the organization.
Yeah, that's
quarterback.
What I really like to hear.
Yeah, you may want to check that out. A matter of fact, At Everything NYG, if you real quick, if you want to give a quick summary on what you actually said, you know, what you said on that feed, and then we'll bring on other stakeholders and get them on.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, it was a little bit of everything, but, you know, just kind of we wrapped up what's going on in the news this week and what I'm hearing and what's true and what's not, because a lot of it's a bunch of bullshit, man. But I think the main thing that we talked about, man, was the state of the organization, man, and how traditional we are and how far backwards we go every single day, every single year, and how I can't see it getting any better going forward because they're sticking to the same backwards mentality. So to put it in a nutshell, that's really it, man. I feel like we need a complete overhaul of everything, and that won't happen because our owner is incompetent. So it's a dumpster fire, man, led by a 38-year-old bum. So let's keep pushing.
Oh, here he go again. Well, let me ask you something.
No,
Let me jump in. Let me ask you something about the other side of the ball. What are they going to – I need to know this, even though this is the linebackers episode. I need to know right now what's going to happen with Mr. Collins. And I need to hear from you first.
That was covered
NYG
on the video, but please repeat what you said on the video. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because burning
me. You know, on the account finally and throughout, you know, the people, I'm finally being trusted as a source. I mean, I finally have a lot of my sources set forward. And from the day that came out, man, from my people I trust within the team, I didn't hear a word on it. And I went and hit them up and I was like, is there anything going on? Is this locker room cleaned out? Is this real? And they all told me right away, no, it's bullshit. So that Justina Anderson chick was just making a bunch of drama. And on top of that, the problem with it is that it is fake news. And on top of that, the problem is Landon Collins is an extremely dramatic person. So he doesn't want this franchise tag. So what I was telling Steve basically is that, in my opinion, Landon Collins is going to do whatever he can to kind of sabotage them from using it now. So he wants to kind of make it known that he doesn't want it. So I think he's also creating a bunch of drama to make it so they don't use it, because otherwise he'll hold out. So I have been told that he will hold out if we use the franchise tag on him. So I don't think that they'll want to take that on. So I think he's doing it on purpose. But as far as the whole locker room clean out, that was all fake. All of that was fake. So I think they'll use a transition tag if anything, but I think if he's really threatening this stuff, as far as the holdout and as far as not wanting it and the money he wants, which in my opinion, he doesn't deserve an $80+ million contract yet. I think he's a great player and I think he had a great 2016. But as a whole, man, I don't know if I want to commit to a 4 or 5 year deal on him right now of $80+ million. I'd rather use the tag on him this year, see if he can come back off that injury, and then pay him. If anything, they need to use a transition tag on him. And I think that I got the vibe they won't use the tag on him, man. After all this, I don't think they will. So we'll see. Hmm. But I don't think they will.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
So that everything, NYG. And speaking of Eli Manning.
Eli has many, many, many years left.
What? When did you say that?
This room, I've been saying that all year. Steve gets me to say that.
Oh, Lord.
You said that? When?
Oh, Steve, how can you say that to everybody that has an Eli Manning jersey on? That's Steve's little game right there. Hey, he's got an Eli Manning jersey on. Don't tell him that Eli's got many, many years left. That's Steve right there.
That's what Ghetto said. That's what Ghetto said.
How long have I been gone that I was gone that long and somebody is saying Eli got many, many, many years left?
Holy shit.
No, look, clear that up for everything. All right. Clear that up for us.
All right, real quick. Hey, platform, what's going on? Robbie, hey, man, it's good to hear from you. So, last year, I was really pissed off when David Gettleman had his initial presser. And after what he said, Robbie, and this is all on YouTube, Steve and Chris are on board with this. He gave his presser, and he said, after watching the Philadelphia game, Eli has many, many years left.
Oh, Lord.
That's where that stems from. And I've been totally trolling the whole situation.
Okay, that makes sense now. Yeah. I got you.
Real quick, man, it's raining cats and dogs here in Arizona. Chris, you don't want to go to Vegas. It was snowing there last night. I got some video footage of that.
You
don't go to Vegas. It's snowing up there, dude.
Yeah,
it's nasty out here. Cold, wet.
That's a true story.
Snow in the high country.
You don't want to go here. I don't know. Linebackers, baby.
Man, let's jump into the damn show.
Hold on. Stay right there, man. We're going to get to you. Let's get to Frank. Frank, what's going on? Welcome back. We're going to talk some linebackers. How's everything, man?
What's up, guys? I was just going to listen, but go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen for a little bit.
That's my bad. What's up, Frank?
I'll be quiet because I have to, Chris. I can't say nothing. I just can't.
Okay.
I got to be quiet because I have no more friends if I say what I got to say, Chris.
Okay, don't say that.
You won't.
No, what, about the linebackers?
I don't know. Let's move on, man.
Okay, you don't want to say nothing? Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing yet, man. Don't make me laugh because I'm going to crack up. Look, man, let's talk about this goddamn linebacker situation, man. And listen. It's a serious situation. Hey, look. I don't know, Steve. Look. Well, no, I don't know. Go ahead with the format. We'll go from there, and let's do the announcements, and let's go from there, because I just have my take on the outside and the inside situation.
No, go ahead. Far away, and I'll chime in, and we'll start off with Robbie. Go ahead.
Let's start up with Robbie.
All right, I'll be real quick. I mean, Kareem Martin, Alec Ogletree, B.J. Goodson, Vernon, Carter, Tate Davis, Ray Armstrong, for what it's worth. I mean, as a unit, I thought it was – middle of the pack. It had its ups. It had its downs.
Give it a grade.
Flashes. Overall, as a unit, I was going to wait to the end of this episode, but if you want it now, I'll give it a C minus.
No.
I give it a C minus. I said it now. C minus. Because I thought early on, especially before the bye week, it's almost like in the sense of how you guys attacked the offensive line, rightfully so. It was almost a tale of two units. It really got better once Ogletree's game got better. In his game, single calling, he did an excellent job. He's got with the tackles for losses. He had a lot of missed tackles early on, but he really made up he played better as the season had gone along, and it gave a breath of fresh air for the rest of the unit as a whole. There is still holes on the unit. Don't get me wrong, but I thought with going to the 3-4, like we talked about with the D line. I thought there's been flashes, and it really boggles my mind that we said this, even about the D-line episode. Like, I can't believe Vernon made the Pro Bowl, and that still is a head-scratcher to me, the fact that he made it. So, but we'll talk about that all as well. Hold on, before we go to everything and watch it, let's get Manny Dogs on, get his thoughts, a roll call. Manny Dogs, what's up, man? Talking linebackers.
What up, Chris?
What is going on? The dog.
Christmas done come early. Listen, man.
What's up, Maddie Dog?
I'm chilling, man. I finally got a Thursday where I ain't got to do my second job. I'm like, all right, cool. Hey, Let me call into the show.
Nice.
That's a good deal. Thank you, man. We love
it. Listen, man.
We love that candor.
I was listening to this linebacker show, man, and are we already giving grades, man? Can I start giving my grades and stuff?
Hold on. We're going to get your thoughts.
Hold on.
Because we got to get to the people who got in earlier. And let them sound off. Got you. We will definitely give you the floor. I kind of led into it. So let's start with one more stakeholder. Manny Dog, stay right there. We'll bring on Kristen. Roll call time.
No
Kristen,
doubt.
Say hello to the people. Say hello. Roll call time.
Hi, guys. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Kristen. What's going on?
Everything's good. Looking forward to talking about the draft tonight.
The draft.
Okay, cool. Draft. This is linebackers today. Tonight.
Oh, this is linebackers? I thought we were talking about the draft. Okay, I can do linebackers.
You got in the DeLorean. What draft are you talking about? Fantasy?
I'm rolling with it. Okay.
Shout out to Kristen.
I'm just making it up as I go along, I guess. All right, then.
She got a little Jesse Summerlin in her. Shout out to Kristen. let's go at NYG. At everything NYG, go ahead, fire away about the linebackers if you want to start. Individually, collectively, the whole shebang, fire away. No clock tonight, and then we'll go to Lit, and then right down the line to Manny Dawes, Kristen, myself. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, first off, I was at the goddamn Pro Bowl. Seeing Olivier Vernon was the most cringeworthy thing
you could see. You at the Pro Bowl?
Hell yeah, I was at the Pro Bowl, man.
I was too in the rain. I didn't see you.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was on TV like four times.
In the rain, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man, go look at my Instagram, man. Go look at the picture I posted.
Damn
I was sitting, man. Me and my buddy,
man.
It was raining so hard that we snuck
it
into
was.
The first row, and I've got a bunch of Cowboys fans. And man, I was going at it. man, oh, God, it was insane, bro. I mean, my car, oh, man. But seeing Vernon, I kept yelling at Vernon, man. I can't stand that dude. So, anyways, linebackers, man. I think, in my opinion, one of the brighter spots, you know, it's up and down because there's a lot of people will look at the stats and think that he had a great year. Alec Ogletree statistically had a really good year. I mean, he set a franchise record for picks for our middle linebacker. He was decent, but you know, if you turn the film on and you really watch the games as we do, he was terrible at tackling, terrible at coverage. He wasn't that good. So statistically, our middle linebacker, he had a good first year. He's a good leader. He was really good at calling plays. He was a good leader, but I think there's still a huge hole at middle linebacker, in my opinion. I think it's better than what we've had, like the guys we used to have, but I think that's still an issue. But I don't view the middle linebacker spot as big of an issue as the outside linebackers, man, because I like Lorenzo Carter a lot, and I think he'll be really good, but I think they don't know how to use him. I was just talking to Steve about that on the show. I think that he'd be better as like an edge rusher, not as an outside linebacker, in my opinion. So a big problem with that is where are you gonna, you know, put him? I don't really know. So I think we need like a pure outside linebacker. And the good news is this is the best free agent class I've ever seen for pass rushers, in general. So with that, we have a quarterback with an $18 million cap hit who's trash. So we could cut him and go get a star, but they won't. I won't go into that, though. We could go and get one of these young guys in free agency and put him at right outside linebacker and left outside linebacker, and we could have traded Olivier Vernon, and we could have restarted this linebacking core with young pass rushers and got a actual identity. But I think the Giants are awkward. You know what I mean? I don't know if anybody agrees with me on that, but I think Betcher has a plan with his defense, but I think it's awkward because – we have guys that come in and they rotate. Vernon's outside linebacker, then he's end. Carter's outside linebacker, then he's end. Then we have Alec Ogletree playing deep, and then we have him playing like blitzing, and it's a whole mess, dude. It's a whole mess. So the linebacking core as a whole, the personnel sucks, and the coaching is really bad, in my opinion. So I think they need to completely overhaul it. I think that they literally need to go, and that's what I said. I think we need to draft Josh Allen, in my opinion. And I think we need to completely restart this linebacking core. And if they want to be aggressive and blitzy and pass rusher and all this crazy stuff, they don't want to focus on the run heavily, then they need to actually do that. And I don't think they do that at all. That's why our middle linebacker had 5 interceptions. Because, I mean, think about it. How many times were y'all screaming at the TV this year to tell them to get after the quarterback? How many times did we actually get after the goddamn quarterback? They were running blitzes and nobody was hitting the quarterback. Nobody was getting pressure, and that's why people think Olivier Vernon's good, because he had 25 quarterback pressures. It's crazy to me, man. So this defense is awkward. The personnel is not good, and it's just a gang of misfits. We got rid of the guys that did work, like Romeo Okwara, and that's why you see someone like Wynn looks like he's Jesus Christ, because he's actually playing the position correctly. He's getting after the quarterback, and he's aggressive. That's why he looks like God. On any other team, he'd be a fourth string. That should tell you – I mean, Wynn's a good player, but that should tell you where we have our issues on that defensive line and that linebacking core as a whole. It's awkward. It's really awkward, bro. It's weird. So I don't know if I went all over the place right there, but I think the gist of it, and in a nutshell, would be that we need to completely if they're going to go after a pass-rushing style on that whole, you know, we're going to go after young guys that are going to pass, going to rush the quarterback, then we need to reset this defense, because right now it makes no sense. And Betcher has an idea, but it doesn't work. So, you know, Alec Ogletree is not the guy to have a middle linebacker with the defense he's trying to run. So I think it's a whole mess. That, just to put it in blatantly, it's a whole freaking mess. And that's my best way of putting it. They have a long way to go, and if we would cut this quarterback and start signing guys that would help, that'd be great. But they won't do that. We'll just get rid of guys that help. So I know I went all over the place right there, but I hope you get my point.
What grade would you give them? What would you give a grade
as a whole?
Yeah.
Just the linebackers of the unit?
Right.
No better than a C. No better than
okay.
A C. I mean, that's like I gave you, like, there was a curve on the test. Like, somebody did really good and curved it for everyone. They get their C.
Right. All right, cool. Okay. Let's get to Lit and get his thoughts.
Where's the Lit at?
Let's go to Lit.
Wow, man, Robbie was on fire today, especially when he came up with his projection. Hey, man, we can get $18 million. We just cut that quarterback. He was spot on about that. Spot on. Kudos to Robbie on that. Real quick, Manny Dogs, good to hear from you, man. Nice to have Manny Dogs on the show. So, listen, the one deficiency I have, I think, as far as my knowledge, guys, is the linebackers. But I'm just going to kind of give you some opinions of how I feel that kind of the whole situation unfolded. And we can kind of start with the trading for Alec Ogletree. Everyone was going absolutely batshit crazy when they traded for him. Gettleman's a genius. This guy is going to bring back the old linebacker core, how we used to be with Ogletree. If people really looked at Ogletree, he was ranked at the bottom in his skill position. Now, mind you, he had 5 interceptions this year, but he couldn't tackle, and he couldn't cover anybody that stood out to the flat. I was very disappointed in that as far as that. The Kareem Martin signing, that was a reach. I know that some other callers that haven't called in a while that said that that was a great signing. What did Kareem Martin do for the New York Football Giants? I mean, what did he do to establish anything? I didn't see anything on that. Another issue that I had that I hope this is a good point to the show, they brought in Connor Barwin as a mentor-type player. Connor Barwin's gone. Are the Giants going to waste a roster spot on another mentor for this coming year? I really hope they're going to waste a roster spot. Hey, come on. Many, many years. No, but seriously, we brought in Connor Barwin. I don't really know what he did. He was supposed to be a locker room guy to take people under his wing. He's gone now, so are we just going to waste a spot and bring somebody else that's over 30, take up a roster spot where we're going to need going forward? There was a lot of hype from the Giants Nation about Lorenzo Carter, and Robbie made a really good point that maybe he's playing out of position. I look at it as a twofold question. Is he playing out of position and would be better suited somewhere else, or maybe he doesn't fit in this defensive coordinator's scheme? I could be wrong, but I don't think Betcher utilized him and several others appropriately. It was almost like a mishmash of a platoon type situation. And then as far as Lorenzo Carter, we all watched him, Steve. We watched him on TV. We saw him live in action. What really surprised me is that he did not get any national accolades like other rookies at his position did. And to me, you know, as far as the Giants, we have a stud. This guy's going to be a legacy player. But as far as on the national circuit, no one really heard of him. And I kind of felt like by him playing for the Giants, just saying, in my opinion, that his skills and his talent were diminished.
Avery Moss, as you guys know, he's a friend of mine. I know his family. He was on the injured list. Hopefully he'll get another chance this year to be part of the rotation. And I really do think, you know, with AV, with Moss, and you got Lorenzo Carter, and I think, what, DJ Hill, possibly Tate Davis, that's going to be a nice rotation. I think a lot of them played out of position. As far as Olivier Vernon, I'm going to agree with Robbie. I would cringe. I don't know what he really did. I think that some of his hurries, his pressures, whatever, were done in garbage time to inflate his numbers. But I think he should be the next guy cut coming up in the next couple weeks. As far as linebackers, that's pretty much, you know, that's kind of like my weak point. So that's kind of how I can put in some filler in my 3 minutes.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Shots to
Let's
Lit, man.
You want. Let's march on.
929-477-4171,
by the way.
Oh,
go ahead.
He said his grade? I didn't get that.
No. Hey, Lit, where you at?
I'm here.
What kind of grade do
you
want to give him? What kind of grade?
Same as Steve's rule. Same as his rule. I'm going with it. C-? C-?
Yeah.
C-? C-?
Right.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Lit. 929-477-4171. Who's up, Azul?
Manny Dogs, and then Kristen. Go to Manny Dogs.
Yes, sir. I love being back. I'm so excited for this moment. Listen, man. Look, I'm going to start with my grade, and then I'll
All
break
right.
down the rest of this. Because I like what everybody's saying, and I hear them, and I want to give just some input on why I think things went the way they did and why people are questioning certain players. My grade is a D plus. D.
Okay.
As
wait,
in dead. Right. So here's why. When you change an entire defense the way we did, and you got a guy, you got a coach, Betcher, he likes to gamble. He likes to give you complex blitzes and do all these things. But you got to have the personnel in order to do that. And when you don't have the personnel that you want, you start to try to put guys in that are utility-type players that may not give you the production you need, because you're going to try to rely on a different player. So let's say if I'm running the blitz, you're going to put Kareem Martin in so that we can get a Low Carter to come around that edge with him, because Low Carter runs a 4-4.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you draft a guy that's 6'4", 250, runs a 4-4. You draft that, right? You want to edge him. So I think this is part of where the scheme and strategy of personnel, if you're not familiar with moving parts, that's why a lot of this shit didn't look like it made sense on what they were doing. If I go down the line, Kareem Martin was a waste. I could ask anybody, what was your favorite Kareem Martin play? Nothing. You got nothing, right? He made maybe one good series-changing play. Maybe one, right? He came in, I think they signed him because he was familiar with the defense. He was supposed to know some things. He had the good size. He didn't pan out. He's not that good. Connor Barron was another waste. He was way past his prime, way past his functionality. Who did he mentor? Like, really? I don't know who needed the mentorship. Because if you were talking about Lorenzo Carter, there was enough vets on this team to give him a little bit of love. Kerry Wynn could have mentored him very well, because he was the best pass rusher we had, was Kerry Wynn. So if I go down, Kareem Martin got an F. F. Done. Did nothing for me. That was a waste. Connor Barron, F. Did nothing for me. Another waste. Olivier Vernon. Like, and again, I know everybody likes to pick on the quarterback and you get rid of the quarterback. We could save some cap room getting rid of this bum, too. Like, he made a Pro Bowl. Like, this guy has been living. You know, Olivier Vernon is the Jay Cutler of linebackers. Like, he gives you just enough. He'll make a play, and you're like, oh, this guy's great. Why Why are you buying this bull? Every year. He has done this since he's been a Giant. The last game of the season. Correct me if I'm wrong. The last game of the season. He going to give you 2 sacks, 3 sacks, and you like, oh! And now his sack total is like 7. And on paper, you're like, well, damn, he had 7 sacks. He had 3 sacks in 1 game, in a game that didn't mean anything. Right? So that's why people, and him making a Pro Bowl, look, sometimes you just need a light-skinned dude on the field. That's all. I mean, when you got a bunch of dark-skinned dudes, you need a light-skinned dude to even it out. That's what that was. That's what that was all about. They needed a Drake out there, so they threw Olivier Vernon out there. But Olivier Vernon is a bum. He is the biggest. He has lived off potential his whole career. His whole career. He's lived off potential. That's why I said he's like Jay Cutler. He'll give you one good game and you think, oh, he's got the goods. He can do it. He's got size. He's getting fast. He's, okay. No, he lives off potential. He has not hit double-digit sacks. He gives you a lot of hurry. That means almost. That means you ain't get it done.
All
right. So Olivier Vernon can go. We want to free up some cap space. Get rid of that bum. And there's also a corner when we get to that point in the show. There's a corner that can join him. But as far as the linebackers, Olivier Vernon, he can go. We get some cap space. I agree with Robbie. I love Josh Allen. I don't think he's gonna be there.
He's gonna be there though.
He's going to be gone in the top 3, top 4. But I love that kid. I love that kid. He's good.
Yeah.
So Olivier Vernon, F. Kareem Martin, F. Connor Barwin, F.
I think that's cool. We get the gist of it right there, bro.
Right. B.J. Goodson.
Right, right.
I think B.J. struggled in pass coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's probably a better tackler than everybody on in that linebacker crew. But that me saying that was like saying Paul Perkins was the best running back in the backfield.
Right.
Right? So just because you was the best linebacker in a shit show of a squad don't mean you're so right now I think he's really underperforming. Like he has a lot of potential, right? But we done with the potential shit. Like, this is make or break year for B.J. Goodson. Done.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get it done this year, you're out of there. So I'm going to give B.J. a C-minus because I think at times he really helped in the run game, but against the pass, he was a serious liability. Now let me get to Mr. Ogletree. Now, Alec Ogletree, the reason why I give him a higher grade, I give him a C+, is because he made game-changing plays, right? He made enough game-changing plays to where it was like, oh, we needed a momentum swing, and the defense needed a little bit of fire, and who's in the middle of making that play? Alex Ogletree. So I give him a C+ because I think he balled out that way, man. And he's a liability with an athletic tight end.
Manny, this isn't the Manny Dog Show. Manny, you gotta let the other cats in.
Okay, I'll finish up with this.
But
man,
you gave us the grade.
I gave it to you.
What about him? What about him? Because he's a bum.
Tay Davis, I think, got a bright future. I think I gave Tay Davis a B. For doing what he did this year. Coming in, he made a lot of plays for us. Stupar is an F. He's stupid and he's subpar. That's why his name is Stupar. he can't play. He sucks. He's the worst linebacker. He made me miss Calvin Munson. That's all I'm saying. And I hate him.
All right, Rob.
So deep love, man. That's all.
Okay. No, it's all good. It's all good, Manny. 929-477-4171. Let's go with Kristen in the house. Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
It's linebacker night. And you have
Vernon.
We're grading them straight
off the bat. Vernon is a waste of money. Period.
Yep.
Just a waste of money. Money, time, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not consistent, sloppy, good when he feels like it. We need consistency. So if everybody plays like Wynn, I don't know who the caller was earlier, but I love what he touched on. He plays his position.
Right.
If everybody played their position, we'd be great. Nobody's doing that. Wynn is consistent, and he plays his position. That is the difference. Carter, I think he's a little underrated. I think he has some work to do, but he has potential. Kareem Martin, so frustrating. I don't know. I think I give the defense a C overall.
Okay. All right. Who's up? Who's up? Azul, where you at?
You are.
Oh, well, you know what? There's nothing I can say. I mean, our stakeholders said enough. I'll just touch on the fact that Kareem Martin and Olivia Vernon, I'm gonna be nice about it. Those two really, I remember saying a year ago that I expect them to provide some really much-needed pressure on the quarterback on his 3-4, and they'll probably do it. It's going to be really, really exciting. But not only did they both fall short in the sack department, but they sucked against the run. Okay, they need to both go, okay? Save the team a lot of money. The only bright spot with the outside linebackers, man, to me, was Lorenzo Carter, man. To me, he looks more and more like a star in the near future if he gets the right proper personal coaching. I think he'll be okay. And he looks like he's going to be a mainstay. But inside, man, I don't know. Alec Ogletree, man, second half of the year, he gave the position a boost. He gave something, you know, he gave the defense something positive to look forward to next year. If they don't get rid of him for some reason or on a trade or whatever, I don't know what the hell the Giants are doing anymore. But he's the one who kind of like woke up from the dead, if you will, the second half of the season. I don't know, man. Who else is on? Where's the damn depth chart? Look, B.J. Goodson, he's taking a couple of steps back, and he's got to go, man. He's got to go. He's on injury list all the time. He looks exactly like John Beeson did. Just exactly like the guy, you know. It's like a girl that you wouldn't want to go out with forever, and every time you go to the door, her ass can't come out. Okay, it's just what it seemed like. It's just awful. And friggin' and Stupa and Tay Davis, they're special teams to me, man. But through all of that, I'm gonna give them a C plus. I'm gonna give them a C plus. Because I got to say, the Giants collectively on defense, and I'm going through every game in my mind. I'm going through the Texans. I'm going through the Saints. Oh, that hurt. The Buccaneers in the second half of that game. Friggin' the fourth quarter of the damn Eagles game. Okay? That was a fucking shit show. The goddamn – we shouldn't have gone overtime against the damn Giants. The fucking Colts game pissed me the fuck off. Who the fuck is Chester Rogers? That was ugly. And friggin' who am I missing here in my head? The cowgirl, okay? I don't know who that fucking tight end was. I don't know who he was. But I do know that we was up 35-28, okay? And that should have been that. You know what? We just kept finding a way to lose. And I have a big problem with that. And that starts, you know what? It's easy to always point to your personnel and say, man, we need to change. We need to get rid of the fucking Vernon. And it's easy for me and you and everybody else in Blue Land to say that. It's true. It's true. And it's because they're easy targets. They play on the field. But you know what? I'm thinking that, you know, and Manny Dogs, you alluded to this too. You know, sometimes there are people on the sidelines that give direction as to how things are supposed to unfold and how they need to be carried out. And casual fans, they don't look at that shit. They look at the field and the field only. Oh, Eli's got to go because he threw a bad pass. Yeah, all that shit. That's what we do. That's how we're programmed. We're not often cerebral enough to look at the sidelines and see what these fuckers are doing on a week-to-week basis. Okay? And I think there's a problem with Betcher. That motherfucker sucks. His play calling sucks. His fucking interchangeable fucking
3-4, 4-2, free. I don't know what the fuck he's doing half the time. He's got to go. I have a problem with him.
Let me ask you this. Do you have more of an issue with his play calling, or do you don't think he has the personnel to make the actual scheme he wants to run?
Truthfully, it's a little bit of both. But if you're gonna ask me one or the other, I have a problem with his play calling. Because you know what you look, it's like playing chess. You know damn well if you're down to two pawns, but you do got your king and your queen, somehow you got to make the right maneuver to stay in that game and get to the other side. Okay? You just don't say, fuck it. This is all I'm dealt with, so the queen's going to have to play herself since there's no rook to be had. What you got to do is this, if this is what you've got dealt, at least, look, we didn't stay. My point is, last season we didn't stay in every fucking game. Our first win of the year was that third week against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Houston. And it looked beautiful in the first half. Remember that shit? You know,
absolutely.
Houston played
I was there.
Great in the first half. They allowed, what,
there.
Maybe 6 points? Second half came. Deshaun Watson ate him a new asshole. You know, two touchdowns. Made it close. They made it close to the end. And they was driving again. But we stopped them. And we came on this show, just like we do every week. And we
didn't Ogletree have the didn't Ogletree had the interception in the end zone for a touchback?
Yes.
I think
yes.
It was that game.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. See, we can't keep living and dying like that. Not in the third week. We should play like that in the Super Bowl or some shit. You know? But we did that. We kept doing that. Like I mentioned about the Saints, we did it there. You know? We did it against the Redskins the first time. We did it again. You know, this is an ongoing thing. So if you have that as a consistent problem week after week after week, and it's 16 of them, okay, then it's probably your coaching, dude.
All right. Cool. Let me say this real quick because I want to go and I want to make sure everybody gets enough time for their extended final thoughts because of time. I'll say this. This linebacker core this past season was a step in the right direction from the year – better than the year before that. The year before that was not awful. I mean, many dogs brought that up. Devin Kennard, who went to Detroit and kind of saw a little bit of flashes, but it fizzled out and just didn't work out well his last years as a Giant. Calvin Munson, you brought up Calvin Munson, Akeem Ayers. I mean, Kelvin Shepard. I mean, that linebacker core sucked, all right? Now it's two seasons.
Really.
Last year, I thought it was a step in the right direction in a new defense. And I think one of your stakeholders had brought that up. And I have to take that into account because I don't look at it as you jump into a whole new base, new personnel. Some of these guys playing with each other for the first time, a rookie, a veteran here off a trade, a guy off of another team who's been familiar with the playbook and expected to be lights out. So I kind of have to have that realistic expectations of what this unit could be. And I kind of thought it played how it could play this past season. It had some bad moments, bad tackling moments, and it had some they made plays during the season that we haven't made in years from a linebacker core. So I take all that into account, the moving pieces in the first year. I think it's a step in the right direction. The Vernon thing – you know what? This is another point none of you guys made, and I think I have to give credit to them as the health as a unit. Everybody, there was really no significant injury. Like, nobody missed, like, half the season last year. And that's refreshing for, you know, the Giants. I'm accustomed to seeing, especially with the linebackers, always out for the year, put on IR. A lot of these guys play 13, 15, 16 games. Now, they may not have done too much, you know, dominator like Kareem Martin. I echo many dogs. I gave him a D-. I gave Al Ogletree his up and downs, but I thought he finished strong with the flashes. I gave him a B-. B.J. Goodson, I think he's kind of more of a – now that we're seeing him more in different systems, he's more of a one-path type of linebacker in the sense that he's not going to be able to play pass coverage. He's not going to rush the quarterback, but he'll stop the run sideline to sideline, but that's pretty much about it with him. And that's kind of what you saw from him
right.
in Clemson.
No?
Carter, same thing, man. I think he's out of position. I think he's out of position a little bit to an extent. I think if you get better personnel on the defensive line to attack the quarterback, you're going to see more out of him, and you're going to have that muscle memory of him coming in the year two. That's kind of how I see Lorenzo Carter and Tate Davis. Chris, you made a good point about special teams, more of a special teams player. I thought he did a decent job in filling positions when he did play. So I'm not as hard on the linebackers as a lot of you guys because of the moving pieces, new defense, trades, draft, so on and so forth. I would say a lot better, but it's better than what it was. I mean, year before that, it was terrible.
So let's get it better than let's get it better than what it was last year, man.
I agree.
Let's get the right roster picks and let's go from there. I agree with that.
Right, man. So let's go back to everything, NYG. Let's go extended final thoughts. Anything on this episode? Linebackers. Matter of fact, we'll even extend it with the fake news if you want to bring up that. I mean, I think a lot of Giant fans want to hear from us on our thoughts on what didn't really happen. But at everything NYG, we'll go right down the line to Lit, Many Dogs, Chris, and so on and so forth.
Yo, my bad. I kept muted too long.
it's all good.
But, no.
All right, big
old. I've just been sitting back and listening, man. Everybody, as always, it feels great to be back here, man. Great points, as always, and especially with all the tweets I get per day by some of the most idiotic people. I mean, the things that people say is unbelievable. Hearing you guys talk, man, it's great. It's a whole bunch of but as a whole, man, you know, we know where the issues are, and, you know, everyone seems to be able to, you know, diagnose it better than our GM can, definitely better than our owner can. And that's always been crazy to me, how we can see things and that they can't see with all the personnel and money and tools they have. But it's pretty obvious, just to sum it up, the linebacking core is as big of an issue as the quarterback. It's as big of an issue as the offensive line. It's a whole bunch of issues, in my opinion. But the linebacking core, I think, in my opinion, like I said, the main issue is just we have to find a better defensive scheme to best suit these players that we do have. And then we need to bring in some new ones to fit that scheme. They need to become definitive with it and say, this is what we're going to do, basically, instead of just hiring a guy, you know, based off of what he did in Arizona. Now he knows what he wants to do. He's ran a year of it. So now bring in players that have worked towards that. So maybe he feels Landon Collins didn't work towards that. Maybe he had a say in all this, and we'll see when that all goes down. But, I'd say that's my biggest issue is we're just not using our players right, and the players that we do have are pretty ass. So we need to figure out a new, you know, fit the scheme that works the best and bring in players that will help do it. And that's exactly what the Rams did. Look how they worked this year. They brought in players that they knew would help towards their scheme, and look where it got them. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. We need to use this money that we do have, and then we can get $18 million more of it and put it towards guys that are young that will help a lot and will be able to fit this scheme better. You know, and my best example as far as Betcher goes, look what he did with Deion Buchanan. He saw what he wanted to do with his scheme. He moved him from safety to linebacker, and he was really good when he was in that scheme. So I think that's my best way of putting it. It's just a scheme and personnel. So it's really just a dumpster fire, is my best way of putting that. You know, we got to make steps in the right direction. We got to make signings. We got to have another good draft and just figure all this shit out, man. It's going to be a long time. Everyone just likes to look at stats. So everyone thinks that Alec Ogletree had an incredible year, and statistically he did. But even with him, there's a big gap. So hopefully we can figure it out, man. I have no confidence we will, but hopefully we can figure it out and move forward a little bit. But like I said, great being back on here, guys. I'll be back next week. It feels good to be back. You know where to find me, as always, on the Twitter. And great talking to all you guys. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Robbie at everything NYG.
Can't believe you guys were at the Pro Bowl and didn't holler at each other. It's crazy to me. That's crazy.
I don't know.
You were there?
I was right there.
Goddamn.
Yo,
I put it on.
You know what was sorry, though? The weather was so damn bad.
Oh, it's terrible. It was terrible.
It was hard to even communicate with the person next to you, man.
It was terrible.
So it was really tough. So, yeah, that's a miss, Rob. We can't do that no more.
They got the Tampa thing going back next year or this season.
Exactly.
Back on our table. At everything in what
right,
go back and check out. Go check out his videos on Instagram as well. The dialogue he's had with the fans, and we had one right before this episode on IG. Shout out to At Everything NYG. Let's get to Lit, his final thoughts, and then Manny Dogs, and then Kristen.
So this was a great episode. Pretty cool. Robbie, Manny Dogs, Chris,
Steve, you guys had some really, really good points. I just kind of wanted to say, you know, Frank mentioned something last week when we were talking about the identity of the offensive line. I'll segue that onto the linebackers. Who is the face of the linebackers? I don't want this to be a revolving door of bringing people in, seeing if it works, seeing if it don't work. I want to have continuity. I want them to gel. I would like, we do have an extreme great crop of free agents that are going to be coming out. Maybe a D Ford, bring that guy in. Let him be the face. Who's going to be their leader of that group? But the number one thing that I would love to see happen, and that's getting rid of Drake and that contract. Just get rid of Drake. Let him go bye-bye. Thank you very much for your service. It's time to move on. That's one piece of the pie. There's obviously two others with high dollar salary. But if we start with Drake, we be straight. You know, I hope that the management feels that we need to bring in some – doesn't feel that we need to bring in some washed-up veterans as role models, mentors, because that's just bringing – you know, just wasting roster spots. So it's like if we can bring in a D Ford, we're good with that. Going forward. Why is someone laughing? I said Drake.
No, everything you're saying is making it hilarious. It's funny. Good points, but it's hilarious, man.
All right, thank you very much. I'm done. You just stole my thunder, dude. Bye.
No, Drake.
Right.
Man. Yeah.
It took me a second,
bro.
I was like, who is he talking about? And then I was like, oh, shit, Vernon. Okay.
That's because Manny Dogs dropped it. Man. Manny Dogs started that,
like,
and I'm like,
who are you talking about? Oh, my God. Eli Manning has years left, my guy. So does Drake.
Don't even start. Hey, real quick, Robbie. That guy does not have any value to 31 other teams, but just to us? Come on.
To us, he's Jesus. Eli Manning is Jesus. Put him on. He's God.
Robbie, nobody would trade a pick for Eli Manning, but yet we feel that he's got many, many years left. Something is wrong. Something's wrong, dude.
I would trade Eli Manning for an insomnia cookie right about now.
I know Chris and Manny Dogs are turning red here in this shit. That's shot for Lit. Man. Thank you very much, Lit.
All right, guys.
Arizona, Giant fans in Arizona on Instagram. Giant fans in Arizona on Instagram.
I believe.
I know Manny Dogs and Chris are turning red here in that.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying a single word.
Manny Dogs, man, your final thoughts, nigga, to Chris, man.
Chris, man, don't even trip, Chris. Don't even trip, son.
I'm not saying a word.
Yo, listen, He can have an amazing year next year, and they still going to say he sucks. It's cool. But I will say this. Somebody said, Lit just said, you know, you need a face to the defense, right? Right now, if you ask me, like, offensively, the face is Saquon. Like, the offense runs through Saquon, period. That's right. How you got to run that off. Run it through Saquon. I think you need to, when you look over on the defensive side, the guy with the most potential to be a player of that caliber, if you use him correctly, is Low Cost.
Yeah.
Speed off the edge? Speed off the edge? You got to utilize it. Now, I agree with Chris, too. With the scheme and Betcher, you know, there was a few times this year, Betcher ran a double safety blitz.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't done that shit since Madden 93. Like, you never run a double safety. Like, in what country do you run a double safety blitz in the middle of the field? You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was nuts. But I'm looking at, you know, I think we do have some pieces to build on. I really do. I really feel like that, man. I'm just so serious. It's so bad. Like, you got to get rid of Six God. You got to get rid of the OBO. Right? You got to get rid of him. He's not it, man. We got to get rid of these hurry guys. I hate that stat is even a stat. Hurries. Because it doesn't mean anything. So the quarterback got the ball out of his hand a little faster. It's just not in this type of league where the ball is coming out faster than it's ever come out. So I don't like that. But I do believe we have some young talent, and we have some young guys that we can build on. I think Ogletree can still pan out. I really do. I'm not giving up on him. He finished strong. I think he can pan out. B.J. Goodson is on a making break, like I told you. I think we could build with Lo Carter. I think Tay Davis could possibly blossom into something. I really do. But we need to get young, and we need to get fast. In a 3-4 defense, you have to be fast. You can't have a 4-8 linebacker. You can't have a 4-9 linebacker. You got to be fast. So your outside linebackers got to be 4-5, 4-4 type runners. You know what I'm saying? Or their shuttle got to be insanely quick. Because you don't really need the 40 long-distance speed as much as you need that quick 10-yard burst speed. So, but you got to play fast, and I think that's what hurt Betcher this year. I really do. He tried to do some things, but when you get desperate, you start running that Madden 93 blitz, and it's a wrap because you're desperate. He was so desperate to try to get pressure because we got no pressure from the dealer, from that front five, from the ends to the outside backers. No pressure, man. We weren't getting the pressure that we needed. At the end of the day, you lose games that way. That's how you lose games, when you can't get off the field on third and long. And we did terrible at that. So hopefully, this year coming up, we get some speed. Don't go out in the free agency and grab a guy who's big and strong and he's a 4-3 D end. You got to get a guy that's fast and athletic. You need athletic linebackers when you play the 3-4. Period. Got to be fast. So hopefully we work on that. And, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to Eli Manning having another great year, and having Robbie have a stroke and lit, good drunk and sing Purple Rain. Just have a good time. You know what I mean? Have a good time. So that's what I'm looking forward to, man. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Shout out to Manny Dogs.
All right.
Let's get Kristen's final thoughts real quick. We got about a couple minutes.
Okay, real quick. The defense is building. We really need to – once everybody knows where they're supposed to be and they play their position, everything will fall into place.
Okay.
That's it.
I agree.
Plain and simple.
I agree.
I really just end all be all. Everybody had great comments tonight. I agree with a lot of people. I don't want to piggyback, but that's my end-all, be-all right there. As long as everybody knows where they're supposed to be and they play their position, everything should mesh and everything will go into place and we can start winning.
All right. Thank you, Kristen.
Bleed blue, everybody.
Bleed blue. My sister agrees with you. She's listening. She 100%. She gave a C-plus to the linebackers. And look, I don't have much to say right now because everybody's already said it. I don't like to beat the horse to death. What I would like to say is three names. D. Ford, C.J. Mosley, and Anthony Barr. That's it. That's all I'm going to say right now.
No cap.
Say again?
No cap.
There. That's it. That's it. And you know who got to go. And that's it. Anyway, before I hand it over to Steve again, I just want to say that –
I was going to say, pick a stakeholder and let them pick the topic for next week. Any stakeholder.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I tell you what. Let me pick at Everything NYG.
All right.
Oh, God.
Let him do it. He'll pick it as soon as I say this little disclaimer here real quick.
Let's get it.
Okay. Let me do this. I want to remember to download. Excuse me.
My bad,
remember
I'm
to download the Bleed Blue Show,
iTunes,
Podcast
much.
Republic, TuneIn,
up.
Stitcher apps, or go to bleedblueshow.com/podcast for all the recent episodes that we talked about at the top of the show, like the Yankees and Ranger Prouds podcast on Tuesdays, and Knickerbocker Ave Fan Forum on Wednesday with the Knicks, and of course this one where, where you always find me ranting and raving about this blue team. And remember that. And also remember to check us out on all the regular social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, bleedblueshow.com. And Azul, take it away, homie.
What's the topic next week, man? Real quick.
Oh, yeah. What's the topic next week, Rob? Rob.
Wait, I picked the topic?
Yeah, you have been designated to pick the topic. Yes, you have.
Oh, shit. All right.
The position topic. We did offensive line, and we also did linebacker. Now you're up for any position.
Why Eli Manning's a bitch? No, I'm kidding.
You know, that's fucked up, man.
Come on, man. We got time.
Have y'all done a draft show yet, man? I'd love to do that.
That's
special.
No?
Okay.
Position.
How about shit, man? What about DBs? What about DBs?
Okay. That's perfect.
That works.
DBs. All right, bet.
That's sounds good, man. We're out of time. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen.
Sangre Azul.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.